which is Evelington Farms. My name is Archer Ruffin. My operation consists of approximately 3,000 acres, half of which is tillable farmland. The other half is in timber. We also rent some farmland down the road a little bit. All of it is within the confines of Charles City County. I'll give you a little bit of history of our farming operation, and my family has been actively involved in farming for approximately 7 to 8 generations. My family has been here since about the late 1700s. The family place is right next door. It's called Evelington Heights, otherwise known as Evelington Plantation. The plantation is a newer home. It was built in the 30s, but before that, there were houses, at least 3 houses, one of them which was torched in the 1860s during the Civil War. The reason it was torched was because it belonged to a fellow named Edmund Ruffin, my great-great-great-grandfather. He is the father of agronomy, believe it or not, in the United States. He is the one who brought farming back to this area. He was involved with the publishing and the writing for the original Farm Journal. What he did was he experimented with soils, and he found that by mining marl, he was able to alter the pH of the soils, and that enhanced the soils and brought farming actually back to this area. Most of the soils had been depleted due to continuous cropping, and they had no way of altering the pH. It was through his efforts that farming was able to come back to this area, areas that were cultivated for hundreds of years, or at least 150 years. What they would do is cut down more trees and keep expanding the farming operation. He's a very big part of agriculture in the United States. I heard David Hewlett mention earlier that Mainland Farms is farmed by the Indians. That was also the case with part of our farming operation as well, which you passed. If you recollect, you probably saw a center pivot irrigation going on the right-hand side. The name of that farm is Indian Fields, and that area was also cleared and farmed by the Indians long before Jamestown. So a lot of neat history here in this area. This church, by the way, is got a little bit of history. It was built in the 1730s. It was used for a stable during the Civil War. The Union soldiers pretty much destroyed it. They housed horses in there. Right across the creek, there is a creek called Herring Creek right here. That is on the other side is Westover Plantation, and Westover is on a peninsula. You have Herring Creek on this side, the James River on the other side, and Westover right there on the point, and Berkeley Plantation. That has also got a lot of history. General McClellan during the Civil War, I think it was about 1862, 1863, had over 100,000 troops stationed right there on that peninsula. Abraham Lincoln came down the river and addressed the troops down there. So anyway, quite a bit of history in this area. And thank you for listening to my talk. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to enter.